Moving on now, the traditional carnival processions preceding the beginning of Lent are taking place all over the Czech capital, with many neighbourhoods organising their own celebrations. Prague's Žižkov district holds the claim to the longest-running post-communist tradition of Masopust festivities, as they're called in Czech. This year, Žižkov celebrates the 20th Masopust in the neighbourhood, and Marsha Volinsky attended some of the events this weekend.
Žádelé kamarádi, nám v tuto chvíli startuje letošní průvod Žižkovského masopustu.
Before revelers in masks adorned with ribbons or wearing face paint, drumming and singing begin the traditional Shrove Tuesday carnival parade on Prague's Jiřího Spodibrat Square, the Žižkov Masopust begins more quietly during the preceding weekend. This weekend's activities, which the Prague 3 City Hall helps to organize, included mask making and cartoon screenings for children. But for adults, the celebration began on Sunday at the famous pub U Vystřeleného Oka, below Vítkov Hill. U Vystřeleného Oka has been hosting the Žižkov Masopust for all of these 20 years, bringing the village tradition into a city setting. Hundreds of people visit the pub on Sunday to taste the pig slaughter delicacies, have a beer with friends, and listen to the traditional wind band Žižkovanka. I asked one of the organizers on Sunday about who usually comes to celebrate Masopust at the pub.
Some people came for 20 years, the same people, the old people from Žižkov, but not only from Žižkov. We know about one man who comes from Fridat Místek, which is actually 500-600 kilometers away, some foreigners. As you can see, people with children, some occasional visitors who just passing through and they decided to visit it. And I think we have good reputation.
One of the older visitors to U Vystřeleného Oka told me that he and his friends come here every year for this occasion.
We all know each other here at least a bit, so it almost feels like home. We gather here every year. Some of us seniors go dancing together too, and we meet up all the time. Wherever there's music, we go there.
The main Masopust attraction, though, is still the Tuesday afternoon parade. And as at any proper pre-Lent festival, food is one of the most important parts of the Žižkov Masopust. Prague 3 mayor Vladislava Hujová told me that a few thousand people are expected to attend the Tuesday evening procession, and the town hall is prepared to serve them all.
During the procession, we'll be giving out almost 3,000 portions of liver sausages and blood sausages. Near the Victoria Žižkov Stadium, there will be a special event, the portioning of pork aspic. It should come out to some 1,000 portions. I hope that we'll make it onto the list of Czech records that is compiled in Pelhřimov.
The Masopust Carnival will wind up on Tuesday evening with a concert of the band Sto Zvířat, as all carnivals grudgingly welcoming Lent.
Jsi fakt skvělá, lepší už asi sotva potkám.